Blog Talk Radio.
Getting born in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana, robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner, found them everywhere saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel of a hot metal 45, just another way to survive.
William Patterson, a.k.a. Eric Morris, and I want to welcome you to this edition of An Awakening of Horror. Alrighty, yeah, it is warm here in California. Oh my fucking God. Feels like summer. Doesn't feel like spring. It feels like fucking summer. It is fucking hot. Let's put it that way. And, of course, you know, California, oh my God, you know, you guys have heard about what's going on with our drought. You know, 4 years of drought, they're saying that we've only got 1 year worth of water. Well, actually, I think Northern California probably has 6 months because, you know, half of our water gets dragged down to Southern California so that those water hogs can sit there and water their fucking cars. And that, you know, all them rich actors and all that. Lovely. Anyway, so, yeah. Tonight is open mic night, which means basically you're getting me off the cuff. I have not prepared anything for this show. This is all basically on my mind, you know, what's on my mind and stuff. And, you know, I'm going to be giving you some updates on stuff that's going on, you know, events and that I'm going to be doing and that. So, you know, it's going to be interesting, you know, talk about some of the crap that's going on. I mean, yes, you know, things are changing in the horror community. Yes, the horror fans have woken up. They are no longer being sheep anymore, which is a good thing. I am very happy to hear that, you know, after the Tom Gully incident, you know, it kind of gave people a radical little push here. On top of that, fans have gotten tired of being fed crap. I mean, sooner or later, people tired of being fed crap. And they want better. And that's what's happening in the horror community. They want better. They want what they want. They want, you know, the horror community. They want horror as a genre pretty much to go back to its glory days. That's simply how it is. They're tired of being part of a genre that is looked down on by the entertainment industry. And they want these so-called people who supposedly run the horror community, which, you know, nobody runs the horror community except for the fans. That's what I've always said. But for some reason, people seem to think that they run the horror community. Anyways, these people, they expect them to get up to date with stuff. And for changes to happen that are related to the changes in society. Meaning, one thing is that people are reading now. People are reading now, people. And you know, you have e-books, you have, you know, print books are still popular. People still want their books. They have their tablets now. where they're reading e-novels and stuff. Publishing, you know, independent publishing companies have cropped up, and a lot of them are pretty damn good. They're putting out some pretty good product. So, you know, whereas the horror film part of the genre has been going down into the gutter, horror books have found a new renaissance. They're now popular again. But the problem is that certain people in the horror industry are ignoring this fact. That being the convention organizers and that being the people who run these horror awards. And no, this is not going to be a continuation of my rant in regards to the Rondo Hatton Awards. No, I am simply mentioning the fact that a lot of these horror awards, I mean, you look at Horror Society, the Horror Society Awards, rather than having a category that was horror books and having comic books separate, Horror Society decided, oh no, you know, they're so unimportant that we're just going to lump them together. So they had one award for either comics or so. It was either going to be a comic book or it was going to be a novel or even, you know, a book on a film franchise. You know, one of those informational books. It's like, I saw that and I was going, oh my fucking God, what is wrong with these people? You have three categories there. You have comic books, you have horror novelization, horror novels, and you have horror informational books. Why the fuck do you put them all together? That is bullshit. That is basically spit on the horror novel people. You know, I was so disgusted with Horror Society on this that I didn't even see who got the awards because, you know, hell. I mean, I tried to put in Psychotic State for Horror Society. Actually, I tried to put it into all these fucking award things, you know, to get nominated. But no one wanted to do that, you know. Well, I've already bitched on that. You know, I think it's fucking bullshit. Popular as Psychotic State is, it should have gotten a nomination for some award. That is totally ridiculous. But, you know, that's just me, and all of you are going to say, oh, you're just being jealous because other people won. No. I just don't like fucking bullshit where people are just pushing me and my work aside because they're fucking asshats and they have a stick up their ass about me. That shouldn't be dictated on the work. If I do good work, I should be rewarded for it. And Psychotic State was a damn good novel. People have been praising it. Fans have been praising it. You know, I ignore the fucking jackasses who, you know, the jackasses and stalkers who went on Amazon to try to fuck me over, you know, they never even read the book. And, you know, that is fucking wrong. You don't go on Amazon.com and do that. Shit, that is totally, you know, and all I can say is I hope karma comes to see you. See all of you who did that. Shit. Because that shit is wrong. But anyways, yeah, I mean, seriously. You know, horror conventions should start treating horror writers with more respect. Belong in the vendors' room. They belong up with the actors, with the documentary filmmakers, with the people who are mainline guests. They deserve to have their travel paid for, just like Kane Hodder or any of them. They do. They deserve to have their room and have their table. I mean, I've seen flipping horror hosts who get their tables for free at these conventions and stuff. Why the fuck is it that horror writers get fucking shafted? That's bullshit. If it wasn't for writers, horror movies wouldn't be around, because it takes writing to make a good horror film too, not just some guy in a mask. It takes a person who's writing, who creates characters, who creates situations and twists and all that, is what is being shit on. It's the heart of a good horror movie. It is the reason why horror books are doing better than horror movies. Is because the writers are putting their hearts and souls into these. They're being shafted on screenplays, so they're putting it into their books. And they're doing better books than they are screenplays, because they don't have a flipping studio screwing them over and fucking with their work. And as I said, the fans want them. You convention organizers may not want them. Oh, I'd rather get a couple of wrestlers and put them in there than over a horror writer. Well, tough shit. You know, you're supposed to be doing these conventions for the fans. The fans want authors. The fans want something new. They want authors doing readings. They want horror writing workshops. They want to meet these people. It's outrageous that they are being denied. It's also outrageous that these people are not getting the credit that they should get. The credit or recognition. And yes, I am fighting for my fellow writers. I am fighting for myself, because I've been a part of this community since the 80s, and I have not been given an honest shake on anything. It's always been that I've been treated like crap, and it needs to stop. The horror community needs to change, or at least these people who have such overbloated egos, they need to change. Because the fans, the people who keep the horror community going. They demand it. They demand it. They are the boss, not you. But I mean, seriously, I'm telling you, I am really disgusted with this shit. Let me tell you a story about something that happened a couple weeks ago. A friend of mine, well, associate of mine, I wouldn't call him a friend. I haven't really, you know, I don't really go out to dinner, don't even, you know, hardly talk to him, but I know him online. Anyways, he works for a magazine. And I asked him, I said, hey, you know, would your magazine be interested in doing an article on me and or an interview or do a review on Psychotic State? Because, you know, I've got all this stuff that's coming up and, you know, I want to promote it and I think the fans would be interested. And he goes, oh, yeah, sounds cool. Here, I'll pass you on to my editor. She's a wonderful person. She'll definitely help you out. She's cool. Yeah, I go and I send an email to the editor. I send her a couple of my press releases. I send her a list of the things that I'm up doing. And basically, I wrote her a letter saying, yeah, you know, I mean, this is horror author William Pattison, a.k.a. Eric Morris. I've got these things that I'm doing and all these things that are happening right now. Things are very good for me, and I wanted to see if you'd be interested in doing an article on me. I mean, after all, I'm the author of the Camp Crystal Lake novels and that, and I'm a seven-time published author who's, you know, going to have his eighth book published this summer. And, you know, would you be interested in doing either an article or an interview or, you know, a book review on my latest book? A couple of days later, I get an email back from this wonderful editor who, you know, will definitely help me. This is what my friend, well, my Facebook friend said. She goes, oh, well, you know what? I'm going to pass this on to my editors and see if any of them are interested. Why is it that I had, at that moment, a feeling of deja vu? I ask you people, why the fuck did I have a feeling of complete and utter deja vu? Well, let me answer that for you, horror fans. That is just a little bit off from the line of complete and utter fucking bullshit that I got from Rebecca McKendry at Fangoria. Because I, you know, in 2011, I met Rebecca Days of the Dead. And the thing is that she gave me her card and she said, oh, yeah, I would, you know, we would absolutely love to do an article or something on the Camp Crystal Lake novels. I mean, after all, you know, a lot of fans remember them, and, you know, they're a piece of Friday the 13th canon and all this. And it's like, cool, you know. And then several months later, I contacted her and I said, hey, Rebecca, you know, this is William Patterson, a.k.a. Eric Morris, you know. You said that Fangoria might be interested in doing either an article or an interview with me about the Camp Crystal-like novels. You know, since I have finally released the final Camp Crystal-like novel to Jason Voorhees. And I said, you know, here's my biography, you know, just so that you get some information if you want to do an interview. And she goes, you know what, William, I am going to pass this on to my editors and see if they give a shit. That was the last thing I heard from her. And honestly, I am offended by that. That is complete and utter bullshit. If an editor of a goddamned magazine was in any way interested, they would have said, oh, okay, let's talk about this. When would you be available to do an interview or something to that case? I mean, I've had absolute nobodies. You know, Lady Aslan. You know, if none of you know who she is, no. Well, she's a star in her own mind. Anyways, she does something in a fucking podcast out there. But anyways, she wrote a book, her very first book, and fucking Rebecca McKendry, you know, pulled out the red carpet for her because Lady Aslan is a feminist. Yeah, that's the thing. If you're political with these people, you know, if you're in the same political thing as them, you get your chance. If you go to a convention and drink with them, you get your chance. If you're a fucking ass kisser and go there and suck whatever, you get a chance. Me, because I'm an honest person, because I'm an actual artist, and I have something called integrity, they don't want to even touch my work. They don't even want to deal with me. Which is complete and utter bullshit, you know? You are supposed to be journalists. You're supposed to be fucking, you know, members of the journalistic assembly. You know, it's supposed to be news first, politics later. You're not supposed to be, you know, biased. But you are. You're biased against me because I talk about the stuff that you guys don't want heard. Well, too fucking bad. You know, I'm saying it right here that you guys are fucking corrupt little pricks. Because you pulled me. Seriously. It's bullshit. If you had any journalistic integrity, you would cut to the chase and say, nah, we're not really interested. You wouldn't play games. I fucking have no respect for game players. I have no respect for people who pull the shit that you do. I have no respect for you. Because you haven't earned any respect. You're like the Saskas. You haven't earned any respect. You guys have bought your respect. You know, you've bought your reputation by butt kissing and all this. I don't butt kiss. I learned that from my mentor, Harlan Ellison. Harlan doesn't butt kiss either. You know what he did to an editor the one time? This editor wanted to cut down a piece of his writing. And Harlan, in the old days, he went and he told this guy, oh, can we talk over here at the end of the typing pool? He took the guy over there, grabbed him by his fucking tie, pulled it till the guy was choking, and then told him to get on his hands and knees, and he walked him through the typing pool and back to the office, and he told him quite plainly, you are not cutting my work. Get that straight. That was in the olden days. Nowadays, I couldn't do that, but I'd love to. I'd love to get one of you little assholes in a room and fucking drag you around the fucking office on your knees. Because that's where you belong. You need to get a fucking ego change. Because you're not doing the horror community right. None of you are. You need to fucking start thinking about your audience. You need to stop sitting there and going, oh, well, this is my buddy that I fucking had Jell-O shots at fucking Comic-Con with. And start fucking giving, you know, doing the news. Horror news. Robert Diablo being, you know, going to be published 2015 in the summer. That is news, people. Psychotic State, a novel that is an anti-bullying statement with a section in it written by people in the horror community against bullying. That is news. That is something that should have been in all of your magazines, but you didn't because you're a bunch of corrupt motherfuckers. That's what it is. The fact that my novel, The Traveler, is getting an audiobook. Nothing. Because you're corrupt. You know, the fact that I'm going to be doing my very first book signing and book reading. Nothing. None of it. You guys won't even promote the fact that I'm going to be part of Martinsville Horror Fest. Oh, Jen and Sylvia Soska does anything. Jen and Sylvia Soska go and take a fucking crap. They're in your fucking magazine. But me, you ignore me. You fucking shit on my work with your stupidity. No, seriously, people. This shit needs to end. We need, you know, artists, we need to stand up to these people. We need to put them in their fucking place. Because they're not doing right by any of us. They're not doing any right by the horror community. Because the horror fans are not finding out about certain movies. They're not finding out about books that are being published. And it's because of these people. Because they're biased and they think that they rule everything. That is wrong. That is complete and utter bullshit. And it needs to stop. The horror community is in transition. We are finding a renaissance in horror. Not too long ago, James Wan walked out on horror. He said he was never going to do horror again. Now he's coming back because he's seeing that things are changing in horror. And he might be able to do the horror films he wants. Personalities in horror are coming back. The films are getting better because people are understanding that they need to get halfway decent writers to do these. They need to up their game. The days of the pirate going and attacking the other filmmakers and stealing their sponsors or, you know, their investors in that. That shit ending. It's all ending. Horror socials are fucking leaving horror because they're not finding their ego boost like they used to, because people are starting to realize that they're fucking talentless pieces of shit. That's what's happening. And the true horror icons of the next generation are starting to come out. Horror is finding itself. It's like a sick rose bush, and we have got the first sprout, but we need to take care of this rose bush in order to get the full harvest of buds. So, horror fans, horror socials, assholes who want to sit there and go, mouthing off. Guess what? Yeah, I'm mouthing off. And I'm telling the truth. I'm doing something that you guys don't have the fucking balls to do. I'm doing the same thing that I've been doing for the past 13 years. And that is fighting for the horror community, fighting for my fans, fighting for horror. That's what I do. I'm your worst enemy. If you're against the horror community, if you're a fucking ego case, you're my enemy. If you are bringing down horror, you are my enemy. And they should be the enemy of all of you true horror fans out there. Because this community needs to rise. Horror needs to rise. The awakening has happened, but now we need to rise and take down the corruption. Put the light of truth on them and bring them down. Alrighty. Well, anyways, that's all I'm going to say tonight. Yeah, it was open mic night, and yes, I did rant a little bit. I did manage to get out the fact that, Robert Diablo is coming out this summer. And right now, it's going to be starting to work on Symphony of Death 2, which is The Darkest Secret. I should get that done. I'm also working on a project with another member of the horror community. They're going to be doing a book on cyberbullying. Stories of cyberbullying. So that's going to be an interesting project. I'm going to be part of that. Either in June or July, I'm going to be doing a big book signing at Barnes & Noble. I'll be signing Psychotic State. And, of course, you know, as I said, The Traveler, A Conflict of Interest, is being made into an audiobook. That is an exciting thing for me because that's my first audiobook. It's being done by an incredible voice actor. And, of course, you know, I'm going to be part of the Friday the 13th 35th Anniversary Experience at Martinsville Horror Festober. So, Eric Morris, William Pattison fans, get your tickets, go to Martinsville, and come visit me. Because I'm the guy who really does care about his fans. I don't sit there and say, I love you all, you know, and not mean it. I mean it. I've fought for you. I've done everything that I've done for the fans. So anyways, yeah, so just be ready. Great things are happening. And things are looking good for me right now. But we need to get this horror community together. We need to make a bright future. So anyways, as always, keep America strong, watch horror films, and release the beast. So let's listen to Danny California yet again until Blog Talk knocks us off. Alrighty, catch you in bed.